satisfy. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one, so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one, so true, I love you. I love Sunny. You. I love Sunny. You.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Seek and Ocean.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Federal prosecutors in New York have filed a motion to drop corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams, bringing to a close a week-long battle that saw seven prosecutors decline to file that order and then quit. CBS's Scott McFarlane has more for us.
Tom Dupree served in George W. Bush's Department of Justice.
What do you make of this back and forth, this mass resignation wave?
Well, it's reminiscent of the Nixon era, where you saw the president basically try to find someone who would carry out his orders in the Justice Department and had to go through several officials before he finally was able to find someone who would carry it out.
The president denied any involvement.
Well, I don't know about it. I mean, obviously, I'm not involved in that.
CBS's Erica Brown reports mass firings of government employees continue.
Friday, more federal workers were notified of layoffs, including more than 400 employees with the Department of Homeland Security and nearly 1,300 employees at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about one-tenth of the agency's workforce.
The Department of Health and Human Services is bracing for cuts to nearly all of its 5,200 newer probationary employees. Communities in the Los Angeles area near burn scars are dealing with dangerous mudslides after heavy rains this week. CBS's Carter Evans is in Malibu.
For a region still reeling from devastating wildfires, this is the last thing they needed. Pounding rain unleashing rivers of mud. The storm left most of the fire-scarred hillsides above Pacific Palisades, Malibu, and Altadena intact, sparing the hardest-hit areas from even more misery, for now.
Even though the rain has passed, these scorched, barren hillsides are a big threat. There's no vegetation holding the dirt in place, and they could still collapse weeks, even months from now.
Hamas is set to release three more hostages in Gaza in the next couple of hours, setting up a stage in Khan Yunis to make a public display of the handover. Miriam Hirschlag reports on the men going home.
One of the three Israeli men slated for freedom has U.S. citizenship. After 500 days captive in Gaza, Sagi Dekel Chen will meet his baby daughter, who was born after he was kidnapped. The other two Israelis hold Russian and Argentinian passports. The deal to release the hostages almost fell through during the past week, and talks to free the rest are still on shaky ground.
Abortions will resume in Missouri immediately after a judge has ruled the state's abortion clinic licensing restrictions were, quote, discriminatory. This after voters approved putting abortion rights into the state's constitution. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Something amazing is happening here. Scientists are using AI to study how whales talk to each other. CDW experts can give researchers the power to process complex data with HP workstations, advanced by AMD Ryzen Threadripper Pro processors. With easier handling of AI workloads, your organization can bring powerful insights to the surface. Make amazing happen. HPAMD and CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/HPAMD.
Some grown-ups have found a new way to combat those rising food prices.
So we're talking kids' meals for adults?
33-year-old Ashley Garrett of Orlando is among a growing number of grown-ups who've taken to ordering from fast food kids' menus.
I'm a children's meal connoisseur since I eat them 5 nights a week.
She says portions are smaller, prices more reasonable, plus you don't have to deal with leftovers.
I find it cost-effective and time-effective for me.
Ashley's reviewed nearly 200 kids' meals on TikTok. Her favorites include staples like mashed potatoes and macaroni. Another kids' meal aficionado tells the Wall Street Journal ordering Happy Meals saves her calories and about $3 to $5 per meal. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Record-high egg prices and shortages prompted Nevada lawmakers to unanimously back suspending their cage-free egg law so shoppers could get additional eggs. Six other states with similar laws aren't dropping them yet. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A winter weather advisory for tonight. A couple inches of snow and a low around 25. Snow for your Saturday, maybe another inch with a high near 33. And more snow Saturday night and another inch or two possible. Winds will increase to 30 out of the northeast. Right now, it's 28.
WRJN. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find, I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Is the number one.
From Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Take it. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
One, two, tres, cuatro.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
This morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain.
see. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. With her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue, oh, oh, Peggy.
tip. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal. I want you, Peggy Sue. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Just my This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A Hamas hostage release is planned for any time now in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza. Three Israeli men, one who has American citizenship, will be handed over to the Red Cross for checkups and family reunions before being taken to Israel. Under terms of the ceasefire, Israel is to release more than 300 Palestinian prisoners from its jails. CBS News New York reporter Dick Brennan tells us the turmoil over Trump administration efforts to drop corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams has come to a head.
The motion for dismissal was filed by federal prosecutors in Washington and signed by Emil Bove, the acting deputy attorney general. This came after a wave of resignations from those who objected to being ordered to intervene and dismiss the case, including an assistant U.S. attorney in New York who wrote in his resignation letter, "I expect you will eventually find someone who is enough of a fool or enough of a coward to file your motion, but it was never going to be me."
Mass firings of federal government workers now include Homeland Security, as CBS's Nicole Skanga reports.
Among those fired, non-mission critical personnel in a probationary status, according to DHS spokesperson Tricia McLaughlin, who added the personnel cuts will result in roughly $50 million in savings to U.S. taxpayers.
Heavy rain hitting burn scars in Southern California has caused dangerous mudslides. This resident in Sierra Madre has a lot to clean up.
The mud and water just gathered and started flowing into my apartment here through the window and through the door. My whole living room floor is like covered with mud. Folks I had never met before were out here with